Hey, guys, how you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I stayed over a couple extra days. I'm a civilian in Las Vegas. Watch out. I'm all dressed up and nowhere to go. Of course, it's brought to you by BobZany.com, where you can find out everything going on in my career, where I'm headed next. The Bob Zany Show is Anne After Hyde, the best podcast ever. 23 Minutes to Sunrise. By the way, the movie that I star in with Eric Roberts?
Yeah.
Number 17 in Redbox.
Hey, that's pretty good. Nice. Very nice.
I hear they have over 20 movies. And, of course, Rookies Comedy Club, the main sponsor, the people that bring comedy to Sioux Falls week after week after week. And this week, very excited. In fact, Ryder's going to help me out with who's there.
I thought it was the Ian and Gabe show or something along
those
lines.
Yeah, it's Ian and Gabe. They're finally together. They're after that long hiatus. And, of course, if you don't want to check out Ian and Gabe, how about just Jerry Topol walking around the place going, yeah, that's my son. He runs it. Jamie. Rookies Comedy Club. Hey, this week, White House down. No, not the president's staff depressed over his approval rating. Channing Tatum stars as divorced dad who takes his 11-year-old daughter to a job interview at the White House, and then they find themselves in the middle of a terrorist attack and are locked down, and it's up to him and her to save the day. Jamie Foxx also stars as the president who just wants peace in the Middle East. Are you ready?
Ready.
Think Die Hard meets Olympus Has Fallen with a take your daughter to work day when the fan. Hard to do that one. Now, the movie opens up with Channing Tatum as a Capitol Police officer picking up Richard Jenkins as the Speaker of the House. Now, waiting outside the house, he talks to a squirrel eating from a bird feeder and then threatens to shoot it if it doesn't stop. I'm thinking if he wants the squirrel to stop, just show him his nuts. Cut to him picking up his 11-year-old daughter, Emily, from mom. She's pissed at him for missing her school talent show. Her talent, flag twirling. Which is also a great way to get squirrels away from a bird feeder. Now, he goes to the White House to interview for a job for the Secret Service. He doesn't get the job, and then he pleads with the interviewer and says, just give me a chance, I'll start at the bottom, which is the most overheard comment from an unemployed proctologist. Enter Jamie Foxx as the president. Now, he carries around a gift from the First Lady, a pocket watch Mary Todd gave Abe Lincoln. You know, I carry around something Mary Todd gave Abe Lincoln.
What's
depression. Now, the rest of the movie revolves around Tatum trying to save Fox's life from domestic terrorists. And you learn a lot of fun facts about the White House. You know that 1.5 million people visit it a year?
No.
Yeah, and 1.2 million are bill collectors. And the best line in this movie, the bad guy's in charge of taking over the White House's computer, says, watch me pull off the greatest hack the world has ever seen. Or as I like to call it, Pauly Shore Live. Five cigars is the best you can do. One, not so much. What do you think I gave it there, Kate?
Boy, this movie looks like it could be good, Bob. I'm going to go right down the middle, 2.5 cigars.
Okay, and what do you think there, right?
I heard nothing but awful things about White House Down, so I'm going to go with 1.5 cigars.
Mm. I gave it 3.5.
Hey, I win.
Okay.
Finally, back in Kate's the winning track.
Kate's a big
track.
Winner.
Yeah.
Finally. Until next week, this is Bob Zany for Rookies Comedy Club. Go down to Rookies and laugh a little. It's our laugh a lot, or just laugh. Or go to BobZany.com and get an Eat Sam and the Other Pig Meat t-shirt, or wake me if you're horny. Until next week, this is Bob Zany for the best morning program ever, saying goodbye.
See you, Bob.